Today on Gardening in a Minute, ornamental vegetable gardens. Vegetables are not just edible, but also beautiful. They can be planted for their colors and textures, as well as their flavors. Swiss chard, basil, flowering cabbage, and fennel, and several kinds of lettuce can all add color to your kitchen garden. Some of the more colorful and popular plants are flowering cabbage and kale. Flowering kale has fancy ruffled outer leaves in pink, purple, green, or white. Flowering cabbage is similar, but without the ruffled edge. To avoid pest problems, plant kale only when it starts cooling off outside. Keep it well watered and in a sunny location. As it gets cooler, the colors of this plant will actually get bolder. Take advantage of the many colorful varieties of beautiful vegetables to make your garden a little different. For more information on ornamental vegetables, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, beneficial insects. Many insects perform functions that are beneficial to humans. They pollinate plants, help break down organic matter, and attack other insects and mites that are considered pests. Only a small percentage of the over 1 million known species of insects are pests, but they can cause a lot of damage. Beneficial insects target pest insects in three different ways: by eating them, by using them as hosts, and by competing with them. To encourage beneficial insects in your garden, use pesticides only as a last resort. Make sure you properly identify pests before spraying, and if you must spray, only spot treat and use the least toxic product available. You can also purchase or raise beneficial insects to release in your yard or garden. For more information on beneficial insects, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, citrus greening. Citrus greening originated in China but has seriously affected citrus crops around the world. The disease, which is also called yellow dragon disease, has recently been discovered in Florida. Citrus greening can rapidly destroy almost all varieties of citrus, and there's no cure for infected trees. The disease is caused by a bacteria spread by insects called psyllids. Trees infected with citrus greening first show yellow leaves, twig dieback, and mottled or blotchy leaves. Fruit are sparse, small, and green. Infected trees stop producing fruit within 2 to 3 years. If you suspect your trees have been infected with citrus greening, do not bring samples into the extension office or plant nursery. You could infect many other trees. Contact your local extension office for up-to-date instructions on dealing with potentially infected trees. More information can be found on gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing the fall vegetable garden. In Florida, fall is an excellent time to start a vegetable garden. Vegetables to plant in October include broccoli, lettuce, carrots, Brussels sprouts, and radishes. If you're planting in an area that you planted in the spring, be careful to remove all dead or diseased plant material, including the roots. Then turn the soil to expose any remaining roots to sunlight. Till the soil heavily a few weeks before planting, and add organic matter such as cow manure or compost. You may also want to add some fertilizer. Make sure your garden gets 6 hours of full sun during the middle of the day and that it's close to a water supply source. Plan your garden carefully, and in a few months you'll be rewarded with delicious vegetables. For more information on vegetable gardening, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting fruit and nut trees. Fall and winter are excellent times to plant fruit and nut trees such as persimmon, pecan, and plum. Planting during the dormant season allows soil to settle and roots to become established before spring growth. Buy only strong-looking plants of average size. Avoid stunted, spindly, or old trees. Spacing and pruning requirements depend on the type of tree. Persimmons are a good source of vitamin A, and their fruit appear primarily in October and November. Pecan trees can be grown fairly easily and will add shade and beauty to your yard, and the nuts are an excellent source of proteins. Plums have lots of fiber and can be used to make jam and wine. Choose varieties recommended for your area, and soon you'll have a bountiful harvest. For more information on fall fruits and nuts, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.